This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Over 116 people lost their lives and several others were injured during a stampede at a religious gathering in Pulrai village in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh today. Senior Superintendent of Police ETA Rajesh Kumar Singh said a large crowd had assembled for the event and the stampede most likely resulted from overcrowding. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic incident. He has directed the district administration officials to expedite the relief work at the spot. He instructed the officials to complete the probe into the cause of the stampede within 24 hours. An FIR will be registered against the program organizers. The Chief Minister has announced financial assistance of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. In view of the accident, the district administration has issued helpline numbers 057-2227041 and 057-2227042 for the help of common people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed grief at the loss of lives in a stampede in Hathras. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Lok Sabha today adjourned sine die after the lower house adopted a motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. Speaker Om Birla made an announcement in this regard. Mr. Birla said, during the session, the Lok Sabha recorded 103% productivity. He said a total of 539 members took oath in this session. The session of the Lok Sabha, which had convened on 24th of last month, was scheduled to end tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit out at Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi over his remark on a particular community in Lok Sabha. Replying to the motion of thanks on President's address to joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament, Mr. Modi said, it is a serious matter that conspiracy is being hatched to level false allegations against a particular community. Without naming Mr. Gandhi, he took a pot shot at the Congress leader and accusing him of misleading the House on the issue of Agniveer and MSP. The Prime Minister asserted that people have given a mandate to the National Democratic Alliance NDA for stability and consistency in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said, the countrymen have voted for the party to sit in the opposition. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that his government has been solely guided by the motto of India First and its policy of zero tolerance against corruption has received people's support in the Lok Sabha polls. Opposition MPs were in the well of the House protesting on different issues when the Prime Minister was making his speech. Speaker Om Birla expressed displeasure over the conduct of the opposition and urged them to maintain order in the House, but they continued with the sloganeering. BJP has decided to nominate former Union Minister and Party Chief of Rashtriya Lok Morcha RLM Upendra Kushwaha as an NDA candidate for one of the vacant seats of Rajya Sabha from Bihar. President of Bihar BJP and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary announced this in Patna today. Talking to media persons, Mr. Chaudhary said, Upendra Kushwaha will be the candidate from NDA for the upcoming Rajya Sabha by-polls in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the newly sworn-in Prime Minister of Netherlands, Dick Schoof, on assuming office. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he's looking forward to closely working together to advance India-Netherlands partnership in the areas of renewable energy, water management, agriculture, mobility, new and emerging technology. And in Brazil, nearly 180 people have lost their lives so far after flooding and landslides wreaked havoc in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul. The India Meteorological Department said the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days ahead of the normal date. Due to this, several states including Gujarat, Bihar, Assam and Meghalaya witnessed heavy to very heavy rainfall. Heavy to very heavy rainfall also occurred at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and Uttar Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.